You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's just past 10:40 here on this Tuesday, July 11th, which means it's time for Valley Talk, and I've got a couple of very special guests here today. I've got Colleen McRae and Lynn Mullins of the Crookston Community Theater. How are you two doing today?
Doing well.
That's great to hear. And, we're just going to start with a very basic question. What is the community theater? What is it about? Like, what? Just kind of tell the viewers or listeners about what it is.
Okay, Crookston Community Theater has existed for quite some time, and we are a community group that helps to put on plays, the children's theater every summer. Some of our plays are plays, some are musicals. This one is a radio theater.
Ooh. Got anything to add, Colleen?
Well, it just feels fitting that we're at KROX and we're talking about putting on a radio play production, so it should be
fun.
For
sure. And I noticed when you walked in, you had kind of like a binder of old, like, scripts and stuff. Tell us about that.
It's actually a history of Crookston Community Theater. Partial. It doesn't go all the way to the present, but one of our members had that, and that's where I found out Crookston Community Theater started in 1958.
Wow.
And here's something from their beginning. The original organization consisted of four divisions. They were radio theater, and we're back, stage theater, children's theater, and musical theater. They wanted it to be a theater for everyone, everyone to participate, not just be a spectator. In fact, as I was reading through some of those early pages, somebody was saying that was the goal, to have people participate, because most of the entertainment in town was spectator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And it was connected with the Park and Rec Department for a while, which I found interesting. And then it kind of went away for a while and came back and started back up in 1969, and it's been here ever since. And we've been doing the Summer Children's Theater since 1988.
Wow. So,
yes,
yeah,
we have a history.
Pretty much 35 years. That's pretty crazy. So let's get into kind of the meat and potatoes of what we brought you on here. We've got a show coming up, Vintage Hitchcock, a live radio play. Tell the listeners about that.
Well, we are really pleased to say that we have six very talented voice actors who are coming up on stage to do a three-act radio play, which means that it's not filled with props and costumes, and there's no memorization involved for the cast. They are actually reading from this prepared radio script. There's three acts covering three different Hitchcock-inspired stories. The first is The Lodger, the second is called Sabotage, and the third is The 39 Steps. So the scripts are quite infused with nods to Mr. Hitchcock, and there's, for those people that are Hitchcock fans, there are a few little clues in there that are reminiscent of his original work. We're providing the production on July 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Eagles Lodge, with the play starting at 7 p.m., and the doors are open at 6:30. Tickets are at the door, and they're $17 per person, and this includes a dessert at intermission, just to keep people energized and going.
For sure. It's always good to have those types of things in the intermission, and that sounds like a very exciting show. Obviously, Hitchcock is a very popular author, and I was going to ask you, like, how much does his work, like, kind of resonate within the theater community?
Oh, he's still considered pretty important, and, you know, the master of suspense.
Which there is suspense. There's a little bit of comedy. There's obviously some murder mysteries.
There are murders.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are.
So is this show not appropriate for children, or?
Well, it's not gory, but I would say it's probably more adult entertainment, just because it's
mature themes.
And it's cerebral, you know, you're listening and adults will make the associations.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually going to ask you, because I know that, like, back in radio theater, like, they would also play, like, sound effects. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be a thing that for this show as well, or?
There are sound effects in the show. We don't have them set up as live ones this year because we are We had done A Christmas Carol a number of years ago where we did have a combination of sound effects that were pre-done versus live. So we want to set this up as a kind of a rebirth of the whole genre of radio theater. So with this production, it is all pre-recorded sounds. However, we would like to, in the near future, come back with another production that will have more of the hands-on, real-time sound effects. And this environment at the Eagles, yes, we have the live audience, and we want them to participate as much as possible, so it feels more like a radio theater style than a play in an auditorium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess I'm trying to think, like, what I want to ask here. Would you say, or what would you say about these shows that to maybe entice the viewers to or the listeners to come on down and give it a try? Maybe some people who are like, I don't really care for theater. Like, what would you maybe say to those people to try and convince them?
I recall the Alfred Hitchcock television show from childhood, you know, and later. And there was suspense, there was comedy, but it was fun.
And it also allows you to use your imagination. Mm-hmm. So if you are somebody that reminisces about reading and or being in an environment where someone was reading to you, you could actually sit and close your eyes and then picture everything that the voices are bringing to the table, and just it allows your emotions and your imagination to really without having to sit down and read a book yourself or watch a television program.
Yeah, and with watching television or a movie, you know, the way you watch it is the only way you could possibly ever imagine it. Obviously, there's themes and stuff that you can interpret, but with this radio show, it's like you can imagine the scenario however you want. You can imagine these characters with colorful hats on their heads if you wanted to, you know.
Right, and it's very possible people sitting at the same table, because they'll be at tables, will in their minds see something different from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, all enjoy it.
So I know that you kind of were telling me that you wanted to shout out all the actors. So do we want to shout out all these actors, these great performers that put on or make the show possible?
Well, certainly. Well, my name is Lynn Mullins. I'm one of them. Brandon Nybauer Adams, Ariana Ostgaard, James Bogachnik, Arlie Rednick, and Linnea Schlusher.
And one of the things Lynn mentioned to me this morning was the fact that for this production of the six actors who are here, four of them are new to the Crookston Community Theater.
Wow.
So we're really excited to welcome them and encourage other people to come forward whenever they feel like.
Yes, we like having new people, and being in a show like this, which did not require 5 or 6 week commitment and no memorizing, they're having a great time.
Yeah.
One of them said the other night at the end of rehearsal, I'm pretty sure I shouldn't be having this much fun. I'm just having an awful lot of fun doing this.
Well, that's the first I've heard about that. That's lovely.
That's funny. I don't think you'd ever be against people having fun in theater.
No.
Like that's,
and working
that's
together and
to
producing something that will help other people have fun too.
Speaking of like producing and stuff, we never mentioned Colleen McRae. You are the director of this this show, right?
I am, yes.
And I was going to ask you, like, what kind of goes into it? You know, that pretty much the question there. Like, what are your duties or what things?
It's almost like fielding a baseball team. As a coach, you have to really assess what people's voices are like and how they fit into the different characters. And then hopefully you get a really strong lineup and the combinations of the voices and the individual talents of each person. So sort of teasing out of them different characters and different vocals, which is not their norm, their regular voice, their everyday voices. And so we've been teasing a couple of our cast members because some of the characterizations that they're exploring and displaying are a little creepy or a little disturbing. And it's like, can we put that back in the box once the production is over? Because maybe that's something you didn't know was in you before.
Yeah.
So that's the fun part. That's what
acting.
I love. Yeah, I really enjoy that part.
We are all playing multiple parts.
I see. Okay.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. It should be interesting. But yeah, to figure out which actor is best at which, like if they have more of a comedic tone in their voice, obviously you'd give them the more comedic characters, or if they're a very serious person that doesn't emote as much, you'd give them the more serious roles.
Or the opposite.
I was about to say, oh. It could be exactly the opposite, which is part of the fun of playing around with the voices. True. And the combinations and the chemistry that the actors have with each other. And as a matter of fact, we have two actors that are reversing roles on opposite nights.
Oh, wow.
So just for that very reason is that they were both really good in the what they were offering. I was like, it was a shame to not use them both, but how do you have them be the same person? Well, because we have the three nights, we can play around and That's move cool. people's characters. Lynn has two characters that are back-to-back in the same very short passages of the reading, and it's been really fun to see her switch the vocals on and off, on and off, between the two characters back-to-back, things like that.
Yeah, in one case, it's a big contrast, so it works.
Wow, this all sounds really, really awesome, and coming from someone who has had some theater experience, not acting, playing in the pit orchestra, it's really cool to see that there's something like this in the community that brings people together and, you know, like you said, lets people let their imagination run wild and just have something that kind of enriches and fulfills their lives.
That's true.
And we're
looking for more. We'd be happy to have you join us.
Absolutely. That would be the goal. I mean, that was, having been involved with CCT for a number of years now, the radio part of this has always intrigued me, and we were fortunate enough to do Christmas Carol that brought in new folk, and this time around it's bringing in more new folk, and whatever we produce next time, hopefully another new group of people will come forward and enjoy it. And again, I think the stress of not having to memorize something is really good for people that are just starting out.
Yeah.
And then for the audience, I think it's really meant for multiple generations. So those people who did grow up with radios as the main form of entertainment, this could be right up their alley. And then contemporary, it's just different than sitting in front of a computer or a television.
Yeah, for sure. So do you two have anything else that you want to talk about before we wrap up here?
We probably should do a shout out to Steve and Joe, who are working on our sound and our
lights
and all of that production.
Our technical wizard, Steve Kruger.
And his son, Joe. And then also, James was very instrumental in helping with some of the sound effects as well. So it's a real team effort.
Yeah, obviously a lot of people need to come together, even in normal theater productions. You know, if you have a pit orchestra, lighting crews and costume designers, makeup, all that stuff.
It's a team effort. It takes a crowd, yes.
For sure. And it's good that we have a lot of people in the community that will step up and help you guys with that. So, again, Vintage Hitchcock, a live radio play, The Lodger, Sabotage, The 39 Steps, July 17th, 18th, and the 19th, 7 p.m. at the Eagles Lodge. Tickets $17 on sale at the door. Thank you very much for coming on, Colleen and Lynn.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so that was your Valley Talk here on this Tuesday, July 11th.